Time now for your letters. Lots of comments this week on my remembrance of Laura Nyro. The late singer and songwriter was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. Going down the stony end, I never wanted to go down the stony end. Mama, let me start all over. Cradle me, mama, cradle me again. Robert Cavallari of Los Angeles writes, I remember going to one of her first concerts on a date when I was 15. The Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and hearing her perform on stage with just her grand piano and her passionate music. Many years later, my husband surprised me with tickets to one of her last performances at McCabe's in Hollywood with just her electronic piano and her even more glorious soulful music. Glad to hear current musical artists are appreciating this never-to-be-forgotten artist. And Seth Whitner of Henderson, Nevada, remembers seeing Laura Nyro on TV when he was 15. Never heard anything like her, he writes. She shared through music a rich, emotional inner world that intrigued and moved me. Long before she was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Miss Nyro was in my personal hall of heroes, where she will always be. Meanwhile, we heard from several Krampus revelers, people who celebrate the Christmas Krampus, a horned, mythical kind of dark sidekick to Santa Claus. Lisa Sanditz of Tivoli, New York, wrote last Saturday and said, in a few hours, we will begin our third annual celebration with the customary drinking of weasel tears, town-wide punk rock caroling, and a bonfire complete with more singing. And a final note from Gretchen Kronk of Traverse City, Michigan, in our segment with 85-year-old jazz pianist Boyd Lee Dunlop in his first album. Every Saturday, there's a piece on your show that gives me special pleasure, she writes. This morning, it is the story of Boyd Lee Dunlop and his piano blues. The tunes he coaxed out of that old piano really, forgive me here, struck a chord. Many, in fact. Thanks for listening. Very best holiday wishes to you all. We want to hear from you. You can write us by visiting npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. And look for us on Facebook and Twitter. The staff is at NPR Weekend. I'm at NPR Scott Simon.